And welcome back to Rosie on the House, the open line hour, where we try and clear all the lines for you, the Arizona homeowner, to call us with any question you might have about home remodeling or home improvement. Let us put our 48 years worth of home building and remodeling experience to work for you. We've got Pat, Tom, and Eva. Let's take Eva first in the order in which the calls came in. If you've got a question you'd like to ask us, jump on the line. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Miss Eva.
Hi.
How are you today on this beautiful Saturday morning?
I'm doing fine.
All right. Well, good. Well, how can we help you?
My question is, I have a natural stone floor that I can't find anything to clean it because I had one my kitchen, and they didn't seal my floor.
No. Okay.
So it's just the kitchen is beautiful, but the floor is terrible.
Yeah. Little grease spots that you can't get up one thing or another, huh?
Yep.
Well, it depending on what the stone is, Miss Eva, that could be a really tough job. But you could go to rosieonthehouse.com, and we have professional cleaners that you could find there that they could come out and take a look at it and see. The problem with grease stains in natural stone is, as you know, the stone is like a sponge, and the stain is actually sunk into the grain of the stone, and you actually have to apply a poultice to the stain and hope it pulls the oils and residual amino acids and proteins out of the stone, thereby removing the stain, and then finding the right seal to put on top of that.
And in your area, you've got first-class green cleaning, 602-996-6993. And there's also Phoenix Carpet Repair, in addition to, obviously, carpet repair. They do a lot of stone and grout cleaning, 602-688-4168. And we are looking for a stone and carpet cleaner in the Tucson area. If you are in southern Arizona and service majority of Tucson, we'd love to hear from you. And you have to have been in business for 5 years, have all the legal business requirements, and in business locally. You can't have been in business for 5 years in out of state and then just moved in. 5 years in business locally, just go to rosieonthehouse.com, click contact us, and let us know you're interested in applying for the screening process.
All right. There you go. Hope that helps, Miss Eva. It can be a challenge. I want you to know. Don't get discouraged easily. The situation you've got is going to take a bit of work to get it solved. From there, we're going to go to Tom calling from Mesa. We'll follow that with Pat from Goodyear, and we'll follow that with your call. There is an open line for you to get in right now at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Tom.
Yes. I use your super cooling method that you suggested,
okay,
and I find that it works. So I told this to a neighbor, but she said their house was too small and therefore it wouldn't work for them. Is that true?
Well, the smaller the home, the smaller the electric bill, the smaller results you're going to see. And again, a small home very often isn't insulated well enough to hold the cooling once you've put it into the system. So it can present challenges. You'll see some benefit, but you won't see the benefit, you know, that other homeowners see. I was reading an email I got on Sanderson Ford last segment. I got three or four emails while I was out of town on super cooling. People have been trying it this summer. Can't believe how much money they're saving. And, you know, it works. And it works fabulously. You actually get to keep your house cooler. And your bill, your power bill, goes down. So it's a matter of consuming all your power off peak. You have to get to at least an 80-20 split. And if we can get you there, you can see a reduction of your power bill by 20 or 30 or 40%. So the small house, Tom, can have its challenges. They won't see that big a savings.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Thank you.
Okay, man. We appreciate the call on behalf of your neighbor. We get a lot of that. Hey, I'm trying to help a neighbor. I'm trying to help my mom. I'm trying to help my dad.
And that's not to say that there, if you don't like, that's not to say you don't have to super cool. You can still super cool and live in the benefits of that much cooler environment.
Yeah, right, yeah, you can do that.
You know, it can be a lifestyle. You may not, like you said, get the financial savings, but man, sure enjoyable living.
Pat on hold wants to know how the new APS rates are going to impact super cooling. We'll take that call after this.